Well, once students start going to community college, will they finish? Only 20% of full-time students at two-year schools finish an associate's degree within 3 years. But as WCPN's Michelle Canoe reports for the Here and Now Contributors Network, one community college in Cleveland is trying to change that.
Okay, the first scheduled appointment is going to be...
It's the second week of classes at Cuyahoga Community College in Cleveland, and students are shuffling in and out of the counseling office at a steady clip. Counselor Suzanne Cox says there's always a last-minute rush this time of year.
Oh, it's hectic. We see a lot of students coming in to make changes to their schedule, maybe new students who take placement tests and do orientation and enter the college as brand new students almost right up until the start of classes.
Cuyahoga Community College, or Tri-C as they call it, is one of the largest two-year colleges in Ohio. More than 60% of students attend part-time. Cox, one of 30 full-time counselors at the school, says her job is part academic advisor, part teacher, part career advisor, and part personal counselor. Cox says she tries to develop a relationship with each student she advises, but doesn't always have much time to do so. Students are required to attend orientation and see a counselor when they first enroll, but after that, it's up to them to seek out academic advising when they need it. Some may see an advisor only once during their entire college experience.
Some of these students will make it to graduation, and some of them won't. I want them all to graduate. And it's hard when, you know, somebody you know has tons of potential just doesn't make it there, or doesn't make it maybe on my timetable.
But ensuring all students receive proactive academic advising is a tall order at many schools. A 2011 survey from the National Academic Advising Association shows advisors at two-year colleges have a median caseload of 441 students each. Add to that budget cuts in recent years that have eroded support services, and counselors are overwhelmed. Melinda Metcher-Karp, a researcher at Columbia University's Community College Research Center, says community colleges are under pressure to find ways to help more students cross the finish line sooner.
Counseling centers are under-resourced. That's the bottom line. They don't have enough staff and they don't have enough funds.
That's why many two-year colleges are experimenting with different ways of advising students, whether it's online or on campus. At Tri-C, school officials say they're trying to better use the initial student orientation and make sure all students have a plan mapped out. They're giving faculty more of a role in advising students. And, says Karen Miller, Tri-C's Vice President of Enrollment and Student Affairs, they're trying to do more to enhance the campus experience.
Students make a decision very quickly about whether they're happy about being here, excited, engaged about being here, and are going to stay, or whether they're not. And so it is absolutely critical that we help to create the experience that we know is going to help them be successful right from the beginning.
This fall, the college will revamp its orientation process, spice up its campus convocation, and roll out a mandatory success course for first-time students that emphasizes the importance and availability of counseling. For Here and Now, I'm Michelle Canoe in Cleveland.